Not sure Ben Stratton's too worried about that, though. He's got some work to do this weekend. The Cats are coming to town to the mighty MCG, and that is always a wonderful clash. I'm sure he's looking forward to it. He joins us, the Hawks defender. Good morning, Ben.
G'day, guys.
Great to have you on, mate. You've had Essendon last week, which is a famous rivalry. Geelong this week, back-to-back. Is there an energy amongst the crew building up to a finals campaign, considering that there's a fair bit hanging on this game?
Yeah, it's nice to play a couple of games in a row at the G. It feels like we haven't played there in a while. We've been sort of away the last 6 to 8 weeks, so it's nice to be back at the home of footy. And, I suppose we're just building and building each week. So the young boys, it's nice for them to experience games like last weekend against Essendon. It was almost finals-like.
Do you reckon there's a reason why the games against Geelong are like they are? And you would have played in some unbelievable encounters through your career at Hawthorn in the last 10 years or so. Is there a reason why they're so tight and close?
Ever since I've been at the club, they have been tight. I think that's probably the modern-day rivalry. You talk about the Essendon one, but that probably stems back. That's a lot of history behind that. This one's definitely been going since I've been at the club, and I don't know, wherever the teams are, both teams are on the ladder, it always seems like a close one. So, I'm sure it'll be no different this weekend.
Hey, Strats, it's been probably a changing of the guard at Hawthorn now for a number of years. How much time have you spent with guys like Ryan Burton, Blake Hardwick, Taya Miles, James Sicily to a lesser extent that have come into your defensive unit?
For sure. I mean, when I first got to the club, I was lucky enough to have blokes like Hodgie and Lakey when he came across. I had great defenders around me, even Stephen Gillam sort of back in the day. Virtual, blokes like that sort of nurtured me on the way through, and now it's sort of my turn to do that. And Birdo's a good one. He's sort of only new to the sort of defensive and backline type thing, so he's keen to keep learning, and we got to keep teaching him those things, and as well as Sicily and those blokes. So Hardwick's a beauty as well. He's just goes hard at it no matter what, so he's pretty easy to teach as well.
And your own form, we've spoken about you a fair bit this year about how well you've been playing, and obviously you had an outstanding game against Essendon. You've had those injury concerns over the last couple of years. Where would you stack up this year's form compared to some of your other years?
Obviously last year myself and Frawley didn't play much footy at all, and I probably after 2015 or 16, I sort of had a couple of rough years where I didn't do too much at all. So it's nice just having the body right again, and having a consistent back six or seven around us at the moment that hasn't changed too much, and those blokes keep on learning, so they're easier and easier to play with, and it's good fun down there at the moment.
We have Isaac coming here every fortnight, and he talked about just the benefits of not playing finals last year meant that he had a bit more of a longer break and freshened up physically and mentally. Your break was obviously longer because of the injury you had. Do you feel that it's benefited your footy looking back on it now?
I hadn't really thought of it like that. I suppose I was lucky enough last year, even though I was injured, I got to go away mid-year and chase the sun and had a week where it was 30 degrees plus. So that was a great freshen up for me. But I suppose I'll feel the benefit maybe at the back end of career, because I am getting towards that back end of my career. So hopefully I'll reap the benefits now of missing probably a year and a half of footy at the back end.
How well does being in the leadership group sit with you, Strats? I know I've spoken to you about this personally, but it seems like it's been the spark that you've needed, particularly this year, for your football to go to the next level?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that's helped my footy, and I didn't think of it that way probably 2 years ago, that the leadership could actually help my footy as well as other people's footy. So I sort of made a decision. Last year I was just ticking the boxes at the club. I wasn't really doing too much else, and I made a decision sort of that I am a leader now, and my teammates need me, as well as the coaches saying that you've got that potential. So, I sat down at the end of the year and concentrated on being the best leader I could be, which was going to help my footy and also going to help the boys around me.
Are you surprised that it's given you that sort of kick along, that mental preparation and the responsibility to your teammates?
I think not surprised, because I had a lot of people telling me that that was the case, and I did believe them. It was just a matter of myself making the decision. And it is funny how if you put in a lot of work into that mental side of things and helping others, you reap the benefits as well. And yeah, that just made me stronger as a leader, but also as a person.
What about before the news, we had one of our listeners call in to talk about tactics used by players to upset and get their opponents off their game, so to speak. It was on the back of the niggling and the punching and the discussion about the Andrew Gaff situation this week and the broader conversation about punching in football. Do you use them as tactics to try and unsettle players, like niggling and little elbows to the back and kidney punches and that type of thing? Do you think that's, if you do or if you don't, do you think it's part of the game?
To be honest, I think it's definitely just part of the game. It's a physical game, and you know, that's the reason you kind of play it, to compete against an opposition and do anything you can within the rules to beat the oppo. And sometimes the ball's not coming down your end, so you just got to stay busy with your opponent and stay in the game. And I use that just to keep my mind switched on, I suppose.
So just a cure for boredom.
And a cure for boredom. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Stay busy. I like that.
Now, Strats, what about your other cures for boredom? Surfing and DJing. Have we done much of that recently?
Yeah, when I can. I went down to Torquay a couple of weeks ago. It's a bit cold at the moment, so I only lasted about 20 minutes in the water. But it's nice to get down the coast every now and then, as you said, just to freshen up the mind. And, yeah, getting to DJ when I can. But it's a bit hard at the moment, sort of going into the last part of the season. Just picking the right moments is crucial.
And have you got a third or a fourth that's prepared to take on the hair? Like, you've obviously been able to get Blake Hardwick in that area, but is there anyone else that's going to take it on?
There's whispers of Hardwick shaving his off in the not too near future, so... No other whispers. I think there's a few boys trying, but yeah, there's a long way to go to sort of reach my luscious locks.
Yeah, that doesn't just happen overnight. That sort of gloriousness.
That's clear commitment. That's years in the making.
Well, yeah. We'll get to see it front and square on Saturday at the MCG. It's going to be an absolute ripper. Hawthorn and Geelong, one of the age-old rivalries that, in no doubt, we're considering their ladder positions at the moment, will be an epic contest on the weekend. Good luck, Strats. Go well.
Thanks very much, guys.
Ben Stratton with us, Hawks Premiership defender.